Radio Free Brooklyn.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got really big.
Message erased.
time tonight. As much as we are, we just want to say that we really appreciate
All right. I guess we're on air. This is how we're going. Straight into it, you know? Just straight into it. I am Dave, and Giggles is not here, but we have some other people in studio today. We have an old faithful, I suppose.
Yes.
Dylan.
How do you do?
Hey, buddy. What's happening? Long time no talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk every day.
That's true.
Yeah. But no That's time true. No talk on a Sunday.
Yeah, long well, time no talk yeah. on the show, on which the is show. Like, I think yeah. it's more fun than working.
Well, yeah.
You know?
It's a little less tedious.
A little. Turn this AC off. I can hear it. There it goes. That's much better.
Yeah.
And then we also have Laura, who's not been in the studio also for a while.
Hi.
She didn't even recognize this place.
No,
she not didn't. That much has changed.
Who just got in from the Georgia O'Keeffe.
I did.
How was that?
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful Brooklyn Museum.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
We're going to try to attempt to get Paul on. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. All right. So Paul is an author, an expert on millennials. And I think we were talking here a bunch about like, what is a millennial? I think that's like the first question right off the bat, right?
Definitely.
Sure. Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out. If you're looking at what date were they born, I use the born between 1980 and 2000.
So you
as
guys
a millennial.
Are millennials.
Sure.
Millennials.
Yeah, we made the cut.
Woohoo.
So you guys are millennials. I am not a millennial, no. According to that rule.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So are you a millennial, Paul? Or are you? Did you?
I am. I'm 1983. So
all right.
I'm an old millennial.
All right.
Such a thing.
That an old millennial. Then yeah. So are these guys.
Sure. I mean, I'm old.
Dylan's
period.
Older.
Dylan's
yeah,
old.
And also a millennial.
Right.
Yeah.
He looks a lot older than he is. That's the thing
it's
about
true.
Him.
Grandpa.
One of the traits of being a millennial.
Yeah. Yeah. So on this show, I want to do a couple of things. I want to get into millennial talk, but I also want to get into giving this fish ticket away. And I know I put it out online, and I really want people to call in. So 718-928-9732. I'll say it one more time. 718-928-9732. Call in. Tell me your best concert story. And then we'll choose as a group what is our favorite, and then I'll send you the ticket. It's as easy as that. See, what happened was one of my friends was like, I'm going to go with you guys. I bought a ticket. And then the other day he texted me. He's like, fuck you. I can't make it to the show. Here's the ticket. Do whatever you want with it. You can burn it if you want. I don't care. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll put it on air.
Give it away.
Let's give it away. So call in. Tell us your best story.
You don't have to be a millennial.
Yeah, right? No purchase yeah. required. I'm obliged to say that. No purchase yeah. required. This has nothing to do with the radio show. I just have an extra ticket,
yeah.
and I'm going to give it out. So there it is.
When and where is this show?
Good question. Good question.
You
this
can't
show,
win it, though.
You can't win it.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
You might win it. You might win it.
All right, cool.
The show is Tuesday night at MSG, and it starts at like 8 or 7 or something like that. Get there at like 6. Yeah. I don't know what time it starts. As a millennial, Paul, do you have a concert story you'd like to share with us?
Oh, man. I guess I have one where I went to a concert at Red Rocks, which is a famous venue in
it's
Colorado
a good place.
Where a lot of big bands play. Anyway, we were there with some high school buddies. One of the guys drank a little bit too much, got a little physical. Got kicked out
Ooh.
Of the concert. We, of course, stayed in the concert. We didn't go out with him, as the good friends that we are. And then we went out to go find him, and he had taken one of the cars, extremely drunk, and we couldn't find where he was.
So he's just
and,
driving around, and wasted.
Just
driving.
Yeah, so makes sense. A long story short,
Safe.
His yeah. mom got involved. We were looking for him for hours, and basically he had driven it to another parking lot at Red Rocks.
He just thought
out.
He thought you guys were over there. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, he's just like, screw you guys. You guys didn't come out with me. I'm just going to try to leave you, but he only got about 5 minutes away.
Ugh, that's. I think we've all been there. I mean, Dylan has a scooter. That's
yeah.
pretty much his daily routine.
Yeah,
now.
Just get drunk and wake up in a random parking lot. Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. Do you guys have any favorite concert stories that you'd like to share?
I mean, I don't know. My favorite concert story is always going to be my visit to an ICP concert.
Right,
yeah.
which is
mean,
probably
you can't
the best.
Top it. No. I mean, it wasn't on purpose. It was kind of a similar situation. I didn't win the tickets off of a radio station, but someone was just giving them away.
Right.
Out of the back of a, like out of a truck, like out of side door of a truck.
So it was like a yeah. Cracker Jack one.
Yeah. It was grab it and go. And no, they put on a great show. This was like circa 1997.
Did you throw any Faygo?
There was much Faygo was dispensed. It was just a shower of Faygo. Yeah.
What was everybody like was the scene in, there? What was the scene there? Because I mean, I know, dude, I've never been to a show.
Everybody knows.
But everybody does know.
Yeah, it's just a freak show.
Did you have makeup on?
I think by the end, makeup was on me probably. I don't remember.
Interesting.
I think they just hold you down and take black lipstick to you by the end.
By the end. Makeup was on.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was just a lot of Faygo. Just everyone was drenched in it. And by the end, everybody like jumped on the stage.
That was down in Florida.
Yeah,
right?
This is in Florida.
So it's probably so hot.
They set the stage. Sticky. It's in Florida, right. So this is just like run of the mill for there. But anyway, yeah, everybody like rushed the stage, and this giant tower of like speakers was getting pushed over. And
of course, yeah, why wouldn't it?
It was borderline riot. It's fun.
Borderline riot.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, isn't that the concert you really want
to
be at?
If you go to an ICP concert, that's what you're looking for.
Right,
and I got it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if you look at it, like you look at like the old Woodstock, it was like peace and love and all that. Yeah. Then you get the millennials involved. Maybe they weren't so much millennials, but they were close enough.
Sure.
And they started riots. They started burning things down. It's what's up with
they
these?
They dressed up like clowns.
They dressed up like clowns.
You're talking about Woodstock 99 now. Right?
Woodstock 99. Oh. Yeah.
That's I thought we were still on the ICP.
Always.
It was like Fred Durst. I mean, it was, you know.
It was the Durst man.
Yeah.
But what's up with these kids? Why are they so angsty, Paul? Why are millennials so angsty? What's going on with them?
Well, yeah, I do think they have some angst going on. You know, I think a lot of them, they came of age and they came into the real world, quote unquote, as the kind of the Great Recession kicked in. And I think for a lot of them, it kind of was a kick in the ass, so to speak.
Sure.
It was a tough transition. A lot of expectations of what they thought life would look like, you know, what we thought life would look like after college didn't really exist. And how easy we thought maybe we would, or how quickly we thought we would be successful. It kind of blew up in our face,
right?
So,
well, I bet you if you look,
at, say, you know, they,
if you look
the
at the stats,
was kind
too,
of a hand grenade.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, the American Dream has been a hand grenade since like the 70s, though. So that's what, like,
sure.
I mean, like Hunter S. Thompson was talking about the American Dream being a farce and being all that stuff. But I feel like the percentage wise of people going to college in the 90s and 2000s was probably skyrocketed compared to 80s and 70s and like early 90s. So like everyone goes to college, which is pretty much a glorified babysitter at that point. And then when you get out, you're like, all right, I'm going to get a job. This is going to be great. And then like there's just so many people. So what are you going to do? You can't get a job. You either got to go to college more or you got to go like install televisions. That's what I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You needed a college degree for that?
Yeah, I needed a college degree for that. I installed televisions. One of my favorite stories was, so I'm driving a box truck around, and I had this, like, idiot kid with me, and he was, like, 18. And at that point, I think in life, the Jackass was really popular, so I would just make him do shit and just, like, hurt himself and whatever. Yeah. It was really fun. And he would do anything. He would just do anything. But one delivery I did.
Millennials for you.
One delivery, millennials for you. One delivery I did was this lady, it was pouring out. This lady was like, come around the back. You got to pull it in through there. And I was like, it's pouring out. It's just grass. And she's like, it's fine. And I was like, all right. So I started to go down the hill and then the truck just went sideways and then started to tip and then hit a tree and then just sat there on its side on the tree.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And I had to call my boss, and he had to, like, hire a really expensive tow truck to come and get it out.
Wow.
And I quit, like, soon after that. Yeah. I was like, I'm done with this.
You can't live that down.
You can't live that down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what's going on? What is it about millennials that you feel like you understand so well, Paul? That's what I really want to get at here.
Sure.
Because nobody gets them. Nobody understands them.
Well, that's the thing. To even say, like, I'm a millennial expert is a joke. I mean, it's not really a true statement. And I think the term millennial is a joke because we're basically categorizing 85 to 90 million people in the United States and saying this is how they all think This is who they all are.
Sure.
When it's also the most culturally diverse generation ever. And so there is some, you know, it's all blown out of proportion. It's all headlines to clickbait articles to get, you know, more likes. It's just talking heads. So, I mean, some of it is too blown out, but some of it is true. You know, that we can look at some stats like they are the most highly educated generation. They've gone to the most educated, you know, schools, getting the most bachelor's degrees. And like you mentioned, that didn't get them jobs like for their parents because they were competing against millions of other millennials that also had bachelor's degrees.
This
so that
true.
Liberal arts degree didn't do much for you. And so, but then you also left on average right now, it's about $35,000 of college debt. So when you have that dynamic going on, $35,000 in debt, I'm working at Starbucks.
They ain't making any money.
Income hasn't really increased since the late 90s.
Sure.
We're just starting to see enough. So, I mean, there's some real, like, you know, some economic things that are going on that's affected this. And there's a lot of competition. So, I mean, I think a lot of millennials are figuring out, man, this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. I got to find another way.
Right.
And I think
but that's life.
Hopefully seeing a lot of them do it.
Totally. Dylan, what do you got as far as debt as
debt?
Of school?
I think I'm 20 grand.
20 grand?
I mean, it's bad for me because I was just very irresponsible about paying it back. And I was like, what's interest? Like, nah, screw that.
I know.
I don't really understand how that works. I'll figure it. You know, I'll worry about that later.
Right. And then, like, I'm sitting with you at work, and your phone rings, and you're like, that's a creditor. I'm not answering
that.
That
guy's looking for cash. Yeah. It sucks.
It does suck. So, millennials.
Yeah, I mean, I pity them in that regard.
Pity them.
Well, pity them.
Your
I mean,
peers.
Well, not and not pity them, but I feel for them. You know, it's that.
Yeah.
The burden of the student loan is pretty intense.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, they haven't made.
But Paul wrote a book based on this idea of like, so the book is based around, I didn't get a chance to read it as I was telling
sure.
you.
Sure.
But the book is based around like hiring and then becoming in the workforce of as being a millennial.
Yeah. So I mean, my first book's called 101 Secrets for Your 20s.
Okay.
And honestly, that's really what I was focused on, was helping 20 somethings, millennial, whatever you want to label yourself.
Sure.
You know, you're 25, you're living at home on your couch. I wanted to help you try to figure your life out.
All right. So
was my main goal?
What are the best things to, what's your number one, like, all right, this is what I'm going to tell you as a 20-year-old. This is my best advice right here. Number one.
What was that, Dave? I'm sorry. You kind of cut out there.
Oh, sorry. What's your number one best advice to give like a 20-something-year-old? Like you're talking to a 20-year-old. You're going to do a seminar or something. And then some kid comes up to you and is like, what do I need to know? Like, what's the one thing I really need to know?
Sure. Well, gosh, I mean, there's a lot of different things. A lot of, I think, 20-somethings, millennials, they're always talking about, I want to do something I'm passionate about. You know, I want to be passionate about my work and all this stuff. And I tell them, you know, and they ask me, what's the secret? You know, how do I find that? And I say, well, it's easy to find what you're passionate about. I got the secret for you. You got to fail miserably at something.
This is true.
Repeatedly, fall on your face. Nothing works out. Nobody will email you back. Everything sucks. But then the next day, you want to keep doing that thing. Well, gosh, you just found something you're passionate about. You want to keep plugging away at it. You know, it's easy to say you're passionate about something that you got a ton of instant success for.
Right.
You know, you're a one-hit wonder. Your
That'd
YouTube video blew up.
I wish I did
I'm
that.
Passionate about making YouTube
videos. Oh, I
wish
videos. I had passion.
You know, but you know, if you want to find your passion, you're going to have to fail pretty miserably at something.
Right.
And then figure out, is that something I want to keep doing?
Right.
Well, gosh, you found something you're passionate about. That's awesome.
I think the interesting thing about being 20, I think you guys could probably, I mean, at 20, do you have the same passions that you do that you have right now? I'm going to go to Laura on this one.
Yeah.
Like, what was, when you were 20, 22 years old, like, what did you want to do? Like, what was your, like, ambition in life?
I wanted to be a painter, like a fine art painter.
All right.
That's actually what I went to school for.
And then are you a painter now?
No. I still want to be a painter,
You still want to be a painter. So that's why you went to go see Georgia O'Keeffe. Makes sense
exactly,
to me.
Exactly. Full circle.
So, like, what did you do? Like, all right, here's my questions for you. What did you do to help that? And then what was like the big like? I'm gonna take a back.
Well,
step
let's
on
start
that.
With the big first. when I graduated school or before I graduated school and realized that, like, am I really going to be able to make a living at this? Do I know anyone who actually is making a living at this?
That's
the answer
tough
is
one.
No.
No.
The answer is a bunch of my professors, like, our painters have stuff in shows, you know, have, like, pieces in shows, but they have to, you know, be a professor at, you know, a state school to, like, pay the bills.
Right. And ultimately, that's not going to, I mean, so you're either going to, so as they say, professors, they, what do they say? They just, they don't do, they teach? Is that the process?
I guess that's what they say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, I mean, my professors were doing a little bit of both, but,
right,
you know, it's a struggle. It's,
it is.
Like, you got to pay the bills at the end of the day, and a bunch of them were doing other things,
right,
too, you know,
selling
on the
drugs.
Side.
Selling,
like,
drugs.
You know, yeah.
All right, we got a caller. Maybe they have a contest thing. Yeah. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, it's Giggles. What's happening?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's happening, buddy? What's going on over there?
You talking to me?
I'm walking back to the wedding.
Mike's on the line.
How's Paul doing? He sounds pretty good.
He sounds great.
Mike.
Paul's doing great.
Yeah.
Can you hear him, Paul?
Well, you know, he's a pro at this.
I can't hear Mike. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. He can't hear you, but that's all right. We'll
all
make
right
it happen. What's going on over there? What, are you working again? You're just really hosing me these
I'm
days.
I'm working again, man. We did a wedding yesterday, and we're doing a wedding today. You know, I tell you what, I'm not a millennial because I'm working. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so. You are a millennial, and you're like a weekend warrior millennial.
True.
So
true.
You did a our old marketing girl, I'll say, your niece Morgan, you brought her to the airport the other day, and you did an interview with her, but you didn't edit it and send it to me so we could play it. But you did an interview asking a 22-year-old what ambitions she has and what goals she has in life, and I really wanted to hear it, but you never sent it. So give me a rundown of how that went.
I'm showing up at the wedding right now. I gotta go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on. We'll never know.
We'll never know. Well, I tried to get Morgan to call in. Morgan might call in. Yeah, Morgan might call in. We'll press around it. All right, go to your wedding. We're gonna talk to Paul.
All right.
But
you guys look good. Right. Dylan's there.
Dylan's here.
Great.
Dylan,
I'm here.
He always
Thank
does.
You.
So does Laura. Laura sounds better.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, go nice do
All
your
right
work.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, later. All right, so if there's anyone out there who wants to call and win a ticket, like, it's going to come down to if anybody calls.
Yeah. I mean, it's a free ticket.
It's a free
there's
ticket.
There's not even a contest anymore. Just call, please. I mean, for your contest, there have to be, like, multiple contestants.
Right. Yeah.
This is going to come down to whoever.
It's really what this is going to come down to. If no one calls, I'm giving the ticket to Dylan.
I guess I'm going to a fish contest. I've never been before. This could be fun.
It could be fun.
Yeah, this could be good.
The call-in number is 718-928-9732. I'll give you one of my favorite concert stories. So I'm at a Dead show up in Saratoga. If you've ever been to Saratoga, it's like a huge concert field, and there's like an under thing, and there's a whole concert area where you can walk around. It's like in a park. It's really nice. Yeah. And there's like hills and stuff like that. And we're going in, and we do a lot of drugs. A lot of drugs.
What kind?
Care to specify?
I'm gonna say
I want dosages.
I need
too
a visual.
I'm gonna say maybe like mushrooms. It's probably mushrooms. And we were doing a bunch of, and we were drinking a lot too, and it was really hot. And I'm walking around, and I lose one of my buddies.
We got a contestant.
We'll get him on in a second as I tell this story. And I lose him, and I'm looking all around for him. I'm like, where is this guy? And I walk around, and I'm walking towards the hill, and I see him literally crawling up the hill. And he's crawling up the hill, and he, like, collapses down. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is bad. Who is this guy? We're going to let him put him down for a second. And he collapses down, and I go, and I scoop him up, and I'm high as shit, and he's high as shit. And I got him in my hands, and I carry him to a bench, and I sit him down on my lap, and he opens his eyes, and he goes, you saved my life, man. And he blacked out. He said he had like tunnel vision, and it just went dark.
Oh,
and
man,
he just was dehydrated and passed out. But the fact that he opened his eyes, came conscious for a second, I was like, you saved my life, man. And then passed out again. It was like one of the greatest moments. Caller, you're on the air. You there?
Oh, is this a contest for fish tickets?
It is. What's going on, my friend?
Not too bad. Just hanging out right now. Just got out of the ocean.
Just got out of the ocean?
Yeah, I just got out of the ocean. I was swimming like a fish. I like a rock like a fish.
Very nice. What ocean were you at? Which beach were you at?
The Atlantic.
I assume that. Were you over in the Rockaways or were you down at Coney Island? Where
I'm
you
guess,
at?
Asbury Park, New Asbury. Jersey. Wild guess. Yeah, go to a limb here.
Asbury Park.
All right, tell us about your best concert story.
She's getting into it. Just straight into it.
Straight to the point. Hello?
My best concert story?
Yeah.
Best concert story.
If you want these tickets, you got to tell
us
a good story.
And we know you do.
And we know you do.
We know you want
So give us your best concert story.
Before you tell us your name, tell us your best concert.
Okay.
Okay, best concert I've ever been to was it's really crappy to say, but I saw Leftover Crack play in Tompkins Square Park years ago, and a riot broke out, and it was just crazy. There was riot police cornering, coming from each corner of Tompkins Square Park with shields, and trying to take people's beer away. People were running and everything, and it all started because a bunch of my friends and everyone were drinking in the bathroom, and then the next thing you know, everyone drinking in public.
it sounds like
pandemonium.
It sounds pandemonium. It sounds like a riot.
Were there any shots fired?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
It was great. No shots fired.
No shots fired.
Thank gosh.
No tear gas.
Thank the Lord.
Everyone ran. Well, I got out of there. I don't know. Maybe it got more hostile, but.
Was there tear gas? Was there tear gas?
My 16-year-old mind was blown.
That's pretty good. Just for that, you're in the running for the ticket. What's your name?
This is Matt.
Matt. All right, Matt. Email me at... All right, go ahead.
We got our beers from Sam's Deli, Avenue C, rest in peace. He's probably all my 40s at an underage time in my life.
And you're related to Gigi Allen, right?
Gigi Allen? No, I'm not related to Gigi Allen. I hear he likes poop, though.
He does. He did on stage a lot. Well, you're in the running. What's your name again? Matt? Matt, email me at davengiggles@gmail.com, and then if I email you, you won. That's how it's going to work. And I guess there's no way of anybody just emailing me and then saying, hey, I was that caller. But
yeah.
Whatever. If you do, you get the bag.
If you want to put that much time into it and scam us, go for it.
All right, Matt. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. I mean, right now, Matt's a winner. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
There was a riot.
Do you know Matt? Or?
I feel like the voice sounds familiar. Very familiar.
All right, hold on. All right, I'm getting Morgan to call in. So we're going to talk about to a 22-year-old millennial. We're going to figure out what it is that makes her tick.
Let's do it.
Because I don't know.
Let's
get to the bottom of this. We'll see what happens.
There's too much debate when it comes to this millennial stuff. Let's put it to rest tonight.
She have a job? Does she not have a job?
I'm going to say no to all of that.
Does she live on a couch in a basement? A parents' basement? Right. There we go.
Hey, Morgan.
Yo.
What up?
What's the word
with you? You're down in Florida. You're living the life. You're just living it up, right?
Yes, and I have to preface, I have not heard the first 30 minutes of the show.
I don't blame you.
Like a true millennial.
Yeah, like a true millennial.
I'm unprepared. I did not study.
Just got into the car. So I'm just letting you know, whatever you said negatively about me, I haven't heard it. So
never said. I would never say anything negative about you. The only thing I would say negative about you is that you... All right. The only thing I would say negative about you is that you promised you would be our marketing person and then disappeared.
To a couch in Florida.
To a couch in Florida.
I am a ghoster right now. I'm doing this to everyone. It's not just you, so don't take it too personal.
Fair enough. So the other day, Giggles was telling me that he was driving you to the airport, and he did an interview with you while he was driving. Is this true?
Yes. It is true. Rumor has it.
What was he asking? Like, give me a rundown of how that interview went.
He basically just asked me, kind of setting me up for what your talk show is going to be about tonight, about millennials and just I would say probably entitlement and just communication. There was somebody that was writing a book, and so he just asked me what it was that I'm doing in life right now and just kind of asked me to tell that story. So as close as I could, I tried to. I can try to get an elevator speech with it now.
So he asked you what you were doing with your life.
I can't promise you how I can't tell you how that will actually end up because I'm not very short-winded, as we all know. But I can sure try.
Fair enough. Well, we got Paul on, who is a self-proclaimed, he's not an expert on millennials, but he wrote a book for millennials to help them and get through their 20s and all that stuff. And you are in your 20s. So I feel like we have a good connection here. So like,
I feel like I need to meet Paul. Paul, introduce yourself.
Paul. Say hi to Morgan. I don't know if you can hear her, but...
I can't hear her, but yeah, hey, Morgan, how's it going?
I'll relay this whole thing. I'll relay this whole thing.
You got to mediate this meeting.
Yeah, I will. I'll mediate this thing. So, Morgan, when Giggles asks you, well, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life?
I am figuring it out.
Right. She's figuring it out, Paul. Paul, what would you say to her? What would you say to someone who's like, okay, I'm figuring it out?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'd say you're not alone, because that's most people, is they're figuring it out. And even the people that say they got it all figured out are usually the ones that are the most lost. And
this then is true.
Two, well, if you are feeling lost, you know, I say that's great. That's how it's supposed to be, you know, and it might feel a little trite,
yeah,
but
really
if you're going
to
explore, you know, all explorers have to get lost.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the whole point. And
right.
So, yeah, you don't know where it's all going to end up. But, you know, bring some guides with you. Bring some maps. You know, ask for help along
literal?
The way. Don't try to do it on your own.
Like,
you know,
don't
try
to drugs.
This,
I mean, you have
great
a map
Alaskan
on your
adventure
phone.
On your own.
Right.
So, but, yeah, if you feel lost, that's normal, and that's part of the exploration process. You just want to be intentional with that lostness. You know, so how do you bring intentionality to the exploration process?
Couldn't agree more.
She couldn't agree more, yeah. Paul. go ahead.
She's found.
Question with Mike the other day.
Okay, go ahead.
In answering the question with Mike the other day and in the interview, or, you know, as casual of an interview as that was, but I had said, you know, I'm figuring it out, but at the same time, I think that's exactly it that I have figured out, is that we are constantly always all figuring it out, you know.
We're all figuring it out.
Ever really does have it figured out, and I think it's just a matter of being okay with the journey and understanding that this is exactly, Mom, this is exactly, you know, part of the process.
It's
and
true.
Not even the process, but why try to get to a destination if ultimately you're not enjoying the journey while you're at it? So for me, it's really just understanding that this part of the life, or, you know, this part of where I'm at now in life is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and it's exactly why I need to be able to sit in it. And be able to enjoy it. That way I'm not looking back on my life with any sort of
long-winded
resentment or regret.
So, Paul, basically she says she's having fun. And that's where she's at right
quit
now.
Nagging her. And fun.
Quit nagging her. She's having fun.
You're bringing me down.
And she's figuring it out, okay?
She's figuring it out. She'll leave me out. Alone.
She'll figure it out.
Right.
Wait, there's another voice on here.
That's great. I'm all for that. It doesn't have to be a miserable process, and I hope it's not, you know? And I think when you start really figuring out what you want to do, it is a lot of fun.
It's true.
More fun.
But, I mean, I'm almost 40. I haven't figured it out. I feel
sure.
like most people never
less
really.
Less
it
sense.
Makes less and less sense as you move along. And it just gets more confusing.
Yeah.
And
you probably have it more figured out than anyone.
Yeah.
Than you will in your whole lifespan right,
right
exactly.
now. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Paul, let me ask you what you have figured out.
All right. So, Paul, Morgan just asked me to ask you, because that's how this is working now. what was the question again?
Wait, is Dave and Giggles show without Giggles?
Yeah, Giggles isn't
what?
Here. Giggles
yeah.
Giggles is
Giggles
total,
figured it out.
Giggles figured it out. He's on his
He's
own
He's at
now.
A wedding. Okay.
So the question is, what have you figured out, Paul? What have you figured out?
Well, gosh, I mean, like we talked about, I figured out that you grow into growing up, and that each step along the way, you're going to be secretly Googling things to figure out how to do them. And
like
so it is a process.
Still doing it, yeah.
And then also, I always tell, you know, 20-somethings, especially now with social media, I say watch out for what I call kind of a different OCD. I call it obsessive comparison disorder. And man, I think that really gets us. You know, you go on Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or whatever, everybody looks like they have the perfect life. Everybody looks like they, quote unquote, have figured it out, but yet they don't. And so we're all putting these kind of PR spins on our own social media profiles that aren't true. So don't get caught up in obsessive comparison disorder, because that'll make you feel pretty terrible about your life and the progress you're making when you're trying to compare it to this fictional image that everybody's putting up online.
I mean, isn't it, that's pretty much FOMO, right? It's fear of missing out. It's fear of being like, if I don't go to the party tonight, I'm completely missing the whole picture, completely missing the whole fun. I think that is the big thing that you, when you get older, you go, I don't really want to go out.
No. I have no fear of missing out.
Well, I think you start to realize as you get older what it is that you value and what you would be missing out on. So it's like, you know, you start to figure out where your passions are, what your purpose is. And for me, it's like, Paul, I can say I agree, but I agree to disagree.
She agrees to disagree, Paul.
Personally, I would say
I confused the millennial.
The feeling of missing out, for me, I don't feel like I live a life like I am missing out. I feel like I am ultimately fulfilled in my day to day.
Sure. Every time I talk to you, you're at a pool.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
No, but really, I feel like if you wake up and live the life that you dream of, I mean, ultimately, if you make a choice, the rest will fall into place.
This is true. I think that's the one thing that she's saying, if you make a choice and you follow that choice, the rest will fall into place, so to speak. But like the idea that like if you choose a path, you stick to that path, maybe it'll happen. You know, like maybe it'll happen. And I feel like that's the one thing that they didn't really tell us as a kid. Like if you choose a path and stick in that path, maybe things will happen. And I feel like our generation, which is like that early millennial, like whatever generation I am, I'm in the 70s. But like we didn't really have that like, oh, stick to this path and follow it. We did a whole bunch of different things and we became a mess. And now we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah. No, they were a little late on the motivational speaking, like growing up.
Also, how do I do my taxes? How come no one told me
Nobody
that?
Nobody told us
There's
that.
There's the one thing they should Nobody have told probably, us that. That should have been pretty much every class for all like, 12 years of
school. I still don't know.
Right. Yeah. But I think that's exactly. Also the interesting thing about the millennials or these the 20-year-olds now is that they have like everything at their disposal. So if they get interested in something, they could Google everything about it and then be an expert on it relatively quick. We didn't really have that growing up. Like we couldn't really focus in on something. We just kind of like were really up in the air. And then we decided to go watch fish for a while and get really high and watch our friend almost die.
And now it's 2017.
And now it's 2017. And where did the time go?
And I think a thing, and I realized this on my plane ride from where I just was. So I live in Denver right now.
She got
now,
woke.
But, well, actually,
she got woke on a plane.
Right there, right now. but I'm in Florida currently because I was at a bachelorette weekend and I am visiting family while I'm at it.
Whose wedding is it, Morgan?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm Avery, one of my good friends from university.
So how do you feel that your friend's getting married and you are 20. In your early 20s?
But
how
does it,
go ahead. This is Laura's really into this question.
I don't think an age really can put I don't think age is something that can categorize who somebody is as a person necessarily. I think it definitely goes into play, but that's just like putting somebody into a saying like you're Republican. Well, like okay, well every Republican has their own sense of their own roadmap in a way, or every Democrat has their, you know what I mean?
Long-winded.
Like just because you have that title doesn't necessarily mean. So I say that in terms of age as well.
Right.
So for her, although she's early 20s or mid 20s, when you find your person, I feel like that's your person, you know? So for her, I'm happy for her because I definitely see how they are each other's person and complement each other.
All right, so you had something to add to that long
No, no, no. I just thought that you were interrupting her and I just wanted to hear what her answer was.
But I mean, when
typical of Dave.
Typical Dave.
Listen, don't start with me.
Cutting everyone off.
Don't start with me. Paul's got to run in a few minutes. Paul, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for calling in. I feel like I've learned a lot and I still don't know anything about millennials. So
more questions.
That sounds about right, man. Yeah,
exactly. So Paul's got a book. Where can we find all of your information?
Sure, yeah. My website's allgrownup.com, but it's grown as if you're groaning in pain.
G-R-O-A-N. G-R-O-A-N. I like that.
I like it.
It's wonderful. All grown up.
That's cute, too.
So that's my site. And then if you Google 101 Secrets for Your 20s, if you need some secrets for your 20s, I got 101 of them in book form, so you can find them.
Can right. I use those in my 30s?
Good question.
Are they transferable?
I don't have the 101 secrets for your 30s, but so a lot of these secrets apply to your 30s.
Some of them are applicable.
Scene, right. Right.
They apply for your whole life.
Here's one that I wanted.
You gotta fit it somewhere.
Here's one I want you to explain where your head's at with it. Nostalgia is a liar.
Yeah.
Which I agree with, but like, where do you draw the line on being like, well, I'm not going to be nostalgic about anything then?
Yeah. No, I love a good nostalgic session more than anybody. You know, I love going back and watching
show.
Saved by the Bell. That's my guilty pleasure is watching Saved by the Bell reruns because I love feeling nostalgic. But I think a lot of people get stuck in that place of, man, if only I could go back to the good old days or when I didn't have problems or all this stuff. But we have this like rosy tint on all these memories that we actually were struggling through stuff and we were depressed and we were anxious. We were fighting with our parents. There was stuff going on.
True.
We just don't remember it now that we're out of it.
Right.
You know, so I just tell people, you know, nostalgia's kind of a liar. You know, and if you're obsessed with the past and wanting to go back, you're not going to step into the future. So
everything in the past is great.
Yeah, because you're not doing it anymore. It's like, you know, it's like when you break up with that girl, right? And then like 3 weeks later, you want to get back together with her and you totally forget all the reasons why you broke up. And then you get back together,
like,
and then you realize why you broke up in the first place, and so then you have the second real breakup.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what we're doing with all these, you know, man, if I could go back to college, you know, those kind of things. But, man, move forward in the future and, you know, try not to be as nostalgic. If you want to put the Saved by the Bell rerun on and watch Zach Morris kick ass, that's
with his
do
giant
it for an
phone.
Episode. Don't watch the whole DVD set, so...
Yes.
Hopefully that solved it for you, Dave.
That solved it for me. I just got a text from my mom's boyfriend who said I'm on my mom's shit list for some reason. Paul, that's nostalgia for you right there.
There you go. Going right
past.
Back to being 16 again.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, 16 years old. Thank you, guys. Thanks for
coming on, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks, man. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Morgan.
Still there.
Morgan.
I'm here.
Oh, Jesus. just like a Bradley. What's going on down there?
Elizabeth.
What?
It's Elizabeth now. Remember Elizabeth?
Who's Elizabeth? What are you
Queen Elizabeth?
Do you remember when I called in that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. When you called in with a fake accent.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty plain, painfully obvious that it was you. It was good times.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even know it the entire time.
No, you had me. You had me. So what's going on? You're down in Florida, you're going to a wedding, and then you're back to Colorado. Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's the deal. You know, I'm in a car ride right now with my mother, and I was on the other coast, I was on the East Coast, and they live on the West Coast, so south of Florida, like Estero, Naples area. And so the plan is, I just left that weekend with Avery and Gather, and
you just let her keep going
heading back home.
Forever.
I do not have
see you next week, everyone.
Back to Colorado yet, but I have everything
talk low enough. She doesn't understand
in my car, and I have
just,
the rest of my stuff.
Keep going.
Wait.
One of my friend's apartment.
You don't have a way to get back to Colorado.
Is that what you
would say?
Leave it to Laura to pay attention.
And like pick out the negatives.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait a minute. You don't have a way to get back to Colorado? Oh, so you just didn't buy the ticket yet?
Oh, okay.
All right. That makes sense. So you're living.
Start walking if you guys are down.
Yeah, we'll come down. We'll come down to Florida.
Call us next week from wherever you are.
Yeah, wherever you're at. So you're going back to Colorado. What are you going back to? You're still hanging. You still got that apartment with all your friends.
Figuring it out.
No, so I have to move out on the 19th.
Oh, Jesus.
I moved out. I was up all night. One of the most emotionally exhausting experiences I think I've ever had.
What was that? Are you in a haunted house ride right now?
Wait, so what? Where? Where are you going? Where? Why was it so exhausting?
The plan is my mom is in the background laughing and she's like, she doesn't know.
Tell your mom I said hi.
Exactly it. I think, God's speaker. But the thing is, for me right now, it's more or less just like I know exactly where I belong. And
I bet your mom's shaking her head right now. My God,
you're so grounded.
You're so grounded. My kid has no idea what she's doing. I'm going to have to take care of her for the rest of my life. This is horrible.
She just never retire.
She just got kicked out of her apartment in Colorado, and she has nowhere to live.
I'm going to be working until I'm 90.
It's not that I have nowhere to live. I feel like if I wanted to figure it out, I could have. But I know that this is the part of the process for
figuring
me.
It out.
More or less just letting go of the control.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go back to Colorado and live under a bridge? What's going to happen?
Well, she doesn't have a plane ticket yet, so.
Oh, so she's not going back to Colorado.
She's just spending a summer in Florida.
Yeah.
Laura's like,
Laura's on it.
Feeling it right now. Right. She's like, that's what I want to do.
So does your mom.
Like, can I come stay with you?
Yeah, we're going to go down to Florida. So does your mom know you're moving back in?
Can I come to New York?
Yeah, you can come to New York. I have an extra room.
Wait.
You can stay there.
Do you want the fish ticket?
Yeah, right. If you get up here,
do you want the fish ticket? Is that why you called?
If you come up here by Tuesday, the ticket's yours.
Is that caller number 9?
Yeah, you're caller number 9.
Oh shit! Wait, what is a fish ticket?
Wait, what is fish?
Millennials.
A fish ticket?
Yeah.
A fish.
No, I'm allergic.
Yeah, you go out. We do some fishing on a boat. That's what I'm offering.
Deep sea fishing.
A date with me on a boat.
A ticket to go fishing with Dave.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Fish the band. He's giving away a ticket.
Right.
Pretty sure Matt won it.
Yeah.
Matt definitely won it.
Matt
won
it. All you had to say.
Yeah.
If you wanted to take me to a concert, Dave, all you needed to do was ask. Like, what's the play?
All right. Do you want to go to fish with me? Do you want to go to the dance with me, Morgan? I don't know what's happening. What was that?
I said, as long as you tell me what color you're wearing, we can coordinate.
All right. I'm going to wear baby blue.
Linens.
And you better wear it, too.
I'll figure it out.
All right. Absolutely. Well, we're going to go. We're going to let you go. And tell your mom I'm sorry. And to get your old room ready, to put the Barbie pictures back up on the wall.
Motley Crue posters
back up on the wall. I'd probably be like Miley Cyrus.
No, yeah.
Who is the girl that is chuckling?
I haven't met her yet.
This is Laura.
Hi. Laura.
Pleasure.
Same. What's that?
Is there anyone else?
Yeah, there's Dylan. Dylan's Hello. Here. I think
Dylan.
you know
how
Dylan.
Are you?
Yeah, you know Dylan.
Remember me?
Oh, Dylan, I think you already know how I am.
I do.
Whoa.
This comes as no surprise.
This is getting weird.
How you are?
I hope I answered any and all of the questions that you had.
All right, one more question, Morgan.
And then some.
One more question. What poster did you have on your wall when you were 12 years old?
That will be going back up.
That will be going back up.
That is still
up. I never had posters. I wasn't into those.
What did you have up on your walls?
Yeah, just like pictures.
Well, yeah, isn't that what I just said?
Well, what was there?
You're so woke. You are so woke.
The most confident 20-year-old I've ever met.
I think to be...
We have no idea.
We have no idea.
So, like, what kind of pictures were up there?
Dave, I have to tell you this. This is a whole other ball game, but this is probably for a different show.
Wait, what?
Last night, I said this is probably for a different show. I know you guys only have, like, 5 more minutes left, but... Last night at the bar, I got asked to be a sugar baby.
All right, so fill us in what a sugar baby is.
God. Isn't that an animal?
I do not wear myself like this. So essentially, a sugar baby is somebody that has a sugar daddy.
I don't know what's going on. All right, so some guy, older guy, came up to you and said, I want to buy you things and I want to be your sugar daddy, essentially.
This is how millennials make it in the world.
That is. All right.
I want to be a millennial.
No, listen.
All right, I'm listening.
You have no idea.
No, I don't.
Wait, what?
Go ahead. Just go. So go ahead. Go ahead, Morgan.
No, I didn't hear what you
said. I know you didn't.
That's okay. It's probably best. No, it was the craziest experience because I've had friends that have had that before, but I don't wear myself like that. I don't at all wear myself that like means. That. Like, that's even something that's acceptable. But this guy was totally into it. Anyway, I would have been too, but I can't accept things like that.
I'm so confused by this whole story.
And that's where your millennials have it all wrong.
I know. You should take him up on this.
Yeah, run with
and
that.
And run with it and yeah. see what it gets you.
This may be the best opportunity you ever get in your life.
Yeah.
You've got it. I mean, you don't have a place to live right now, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Things have, he just figured it all out for you.
What could go wrong?
That man figured it out for you.
Right. So you said no. You politely.
He declined.
Do you politely turned him down. Yes?
I politely turned it down.
That's your mistake.
I asked if he wanted to drink. Really
turn the table. Wait, what did you ask
really him? If he needed a drink. You know?
So you were like, I'll buy you a drink for offering to be my sugar daddy.
Yeah, it's your lucky day.
I'm
this is
for
sugar. This is why I love when Morgan calls.
So now he's your sugar baby.
This is weird all together.
It's very odd.
All right, I think we need to get into your sugar daddiness and
I need to go to church.
Let's call next week. We'll talk about it, and we're going to talk about your future in Florida on your mom's house, and we'll talk about the wedding.
House.
Yeah, and
but definitely not going to happen.
It probably will, but that's all right.
I hate Florida. I don't belong in Florida.
No, Florida's hot.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't believe me, but you'll see.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
You don't need to believe my words. You'll see my action. You'll see where I end up in a week.
You're going to end up in Florida, knocking on my door and go, Dave, can I stay with you?
In New York?
In New York.
Don't even, do not even say that. You'll say it if you don't mean it.
Maybe Dave will have a place in Florida in a week.
Maybe I'll have a place in Florida.
Are you planning to retire?
We're millennials.
Yeah. He's planning to retire in a week.
Yeah. Going down
he
to
tried
Florida.
A lot of different things.
All right, Morgan. Yes, Morgan.
I would say just let her keep talking into the next show.
Just keep going. All right, what else, Morgan?
No, nothing. That's all. I'm just looking at the sky in Florida, and it's just so different than Colorado. I
it ain't no big sky country down
no,
there.
It's not. You're not a mile high. Well, I guess Matt won the ticket. Matt, if you
Matt,
email me,
you're going to a fish concert.
You're going to go to a fish
you're
concert.
You're going
to
love it.
Matt,
I thought I was caller number 9.
You're caller number 9. Morgan won the fish concert.
She won the t-shirt.
It's a tie.
It's a tie. Whoever emails me first gets it. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com. Morgan, I'm going to have to hang up.
I mean, we didn't hear her best concert story.
Hey, what's your best concert story? You got 1 minute. Go.
That's not possible.
Red Rocks. Marshmallow.
Were you with Matt?
I was so sweaty because it was so effing hot.
And you live in Florida. You're just always sweating down there.
I don't.
Oh, Jesus. She's getting angry.
I'm a sweaty person. You know,
I know. Like, you're disgusting. No disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I know.
As long as you own it, it's fine.
Just let it go. Morgan.
I just constantly wear my bathing suit. Tell me swimming. It's fine.
And that's where you always are. You're always by the beach. You're always by a pool every time I talk to you. Well, congratulations to Matt. He's got to email me. Morgan, it's always a pleasure. You always have a couch or a back room, actually. You'll have your own room if you want to come to New York. You're always welcome. And we did it without giggles. Thanks to Dylan and Laura. You guys are great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always love